The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there, yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hands on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers in his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one. But the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I read the story about a man who was wanting to get to Midway Airport in Chicago. And he hailed a taxi, and the taxi picked him up. They were on their way to the airport. And the man had a question. The passenger just gently leaned forward and tapped the shoulder of the driver. Well, the driver jumped. Not only did he jump, he steered the steering wheel right immediately to the right, drove up over the curb, narrowly missed some pedestrians, came this far from hitting a plate glass window. It was a frightening thing. And after a brief moment of silence, and the passenger said to the driver, "I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. I didn't think that would startle you so much." To which the driver says, "Oh, no, 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 don't you apologize. It's all my fault. I am so sorry about this." He says, you got to understand, though, this is my first day of driving a taxi. For the last 25 years, I've been driving a hearse." Context makes a difference. Well, today, that taxi driver was behaving very uncharacteristically. And we have Jesus behaving very uncharacteristically in the gospel lesson I just read. He said some very un-Jesus-y sort of things, didn't he? Calling this woman and her daughter dogs. That doesn't sound very Jesus-y to me, does it to you? People have pondered and puzzled over this passage. It's a strange sort of passage because Jesus does not ask like Jesus here. But Jesus has gone into foreign territory. He's in the region of Tyre. And he's approached by this woman, who's a Syrophoenician woman. Now you got to understand, this woman is an outsider of the outsiders. She is way out there. She is way out there. She's a Syrophoenician origin. That matters because they were the great enemies of the people of God, the Israelites. And there she was approaching Jesus, which was another problem. A woman approaching a man, very much taboo. Very much, especially. This woman is not even hosted by an unrelated male relative or a related male relative. Another taboo. And she's approaching Jesus asking for healing for her daughter who has an unclean spirit. Okay, unclean spirit. That'll be a clue. Why she have an unclean spirit? Whose fault is it? Who sinned? This woman is under a huge cloud. She's breaking so many taboos. She's an outsider of the outsiders. She doesn't worship in Jerusalem. She doesn't go to the temple. She doesn't pray to the Lord God, Jehovah. She is an outsider of the outsiders, living in Tyre and being of Syrophoenician origin. She's out there. And Jesus implies that. He says, not right for me to take the children's food and give it to the dogs. But this woman, she has a great equanimity of spirit. She says, sir, even the dogs can lap up crumbs from that fall from the children's table. And with that, Jesus did the unthinkable. He healed that woman's daughter. She was healed. That far, far outsider was brought in. And that's a lesson for you and me too. All too often we think about ourselves being the insiders. And it's hard to think of those are the outside. I just heard this morning in Sunday school a wonderful thing. I hear that Faith Lutheran's new focus is in outreach. That is marvelous because that's what God would have us do. But there's another story here, isn't there, in the gospel lesson. The second story is about another outsider. It talks about how Jesus goes from Tyre by region of Sidon by way of Galilee to the Decapolis, a kind of roundabout way of going to another Gentile territory. The Decapolis was a Greco-Roman territory. These people also did not worship God in the temple. They did not follow the rituals of the Jews. They did not pray the way the Jews prayed. They did not eat the kinds of foods that Jewish people eat. They were the outsiders of the outsiders. And there Jesus is in enemy territory, so to speak, again. And what happens? There's a man who is brought to him, a man who cannot hear. And apparently because he cannot hear, he also has muddled speech. He cannot speak clearly. And Jesus has compassion on this outsider of the outsiders. And what does Jesus do? He places his fingers in the man's ears and says, Ephphatha, be opened. Be opened. The man is able to hear. And then Jesus spits on his finger, touches the man's tongue. And the man is able to speak clearly. An outsider of outsiders is brought into the kingdom. That is the way the kingdom works. There's a third group that's even more dramatic here. It's not in today's gospel lesson, but I want to share it with you. Another group of outsiders that are far outside. They're even further away than Syrophoenicia or Tyre or Sidon or the Decapolis. These people are from far away. These people also do not worship God in the temple. They do not worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, except indirectly. They also do unclean things. Their women speak freely to men. And they freely indulge in eating shellfish and shrimp and pork and see nothing wrong with it. They see that... Being left-handed is not an abomination. These people are so different, so far outside the presumed kingdom of God. Why in the world would they ever want to be in that kingdom? And why in the world would God ever want them in? Because they're so far away. And these people that are so far out there, so far away from the kingdom of God, I'm looking at them. You and me. The only way we have access to the kingdom of God is by the crumbs that fall from the children's table. The only access we have from the kingdom of God is the crumbs that we indulge in right here. It's the crumbs of the kingdom of God that are our sustenance by God's grace alone. We weren't naturally fit for this kingdom of God business. Grace alone has done it. We're not of the right of the proper Jewish heritage. We are not from the Middle East. We have not worshipped in the temple. We have not practiced all the rules and rituals of Judaism. And yet, we get to have the crumbs. And the crumbs are enough and more than enough. Thanks be to God for that amazing grace that is yours and mine, and that brings us to this holy place to worship our holy God, who has had mercy and compassion on us and loves us as if we were one of God's own original children. Let me close with just another story. A man was going to Midway Airport in Chicago, and he hailed a taxi. The taxi picked him up, and they're heading down the road. And the man has a question of the driver, and he leans forward, and he gently taps the driver on the shoulder. And the driver turns around and says, "Yeah, what do you want?" And the passenger says, "Sir, I need to go to Midway Airport, and it seems to me we're heading the wrong way." And the driver says, "Yeah, I don't like Midway Airport. I like O'Hare better. We're going to O'Hare." That's not exactly a real funny story. But the Great Commission is not exactly funny either. It's very serious business. We are called to bring the outsider in, to honor the outsider. Those who have a different language, those who have different customs, those who have different skin color, those who are of different genders, those who are just not like us, are like us. Because like us, they too are beggars who can only settle for the crumbs from the master's table. But those crumbs are all we need. And those crumbs propel us into eternity. Thanks God, thank God for that grace, that mercy, that kindness, that love that is yours and that is mine, and that we have the privilege of spreading throughout our neighborhoods and our worlds as we seek to bring the outsider into the realm of fellow beggars like you and me. Amen.